Only lamb what? Take the box. The verb. Only. Is the second person plural form of the verb. On. To take. It is in the imperative mood, indicating a command, or request. The noun. What. Means box, and is in the feminine singular form. It is the direct object of the verb. Only. Meaning it is the thing being taken. Fais avec. This means, do it. Or, go ahead. The verb. Faire. To do, is conjugated in the imperative form. Fais, which means, do. Avec. Is the preposition, with, which is used here to indicate that you should do it with, whatever the person is referring to. Faites avec. The English translation is, make do with it. The French phrase, faites avec, is a common expression that means to accept something as it is, even if it is not ideal. It is a combination of two verbs. Faire. To do, and avec. With. The phrase literally translates to do with, but it is used figuratively to mean to make do with or accept. This phrase is often used in situations where there is no other option but to accept something less than ideal. It is a way of saying that you are willing to tolerate something even though you are not happy about it. Bon manoon. Give me one. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, meaning it is a request, or order. Breakdown. Don is the imperative form of the verb. Donner. To give. In the imperative mood, the subject pronoun. Do. You, is implied. MN is a contraction of. Me. Is the direct object pronoun, meaning, me. It is placed before the verb in the imperative mood. Are. Is a pronoun that stands in for a previously mentioned noun, in this case, likely something that was being offered. Un is the feminine singular definite article, meaning, a, or, one. Overall, the sentence means, give me one, of them. Va chercher Omar. Go get Omar. This sentence is in the apative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Va is the do form of the verb aller. To go, in the imperative mood. It translates to go or go you. Chercher means to look for or to get. Omar is the name of the person being addressed. So, the full sentence is a direct command. Go get Omar. Allez voir. Go see. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction. Allez is the imperative form of the verb. Allez. To go. It is in the vous form, which is the formal you in French. However, it can also be used informally with friends and family. Voir is the infinitive form of the verb. Voir. To see. Va voir. Go see. This is a very simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command. Va is the imperative form of the verb. Aller. To go. It's telling someone to go. Voir is the infinitive form of the verb. Voir. To see. In this context, it's used as the object of the verb. Aller. Telling us what the person should go to do. À la revoyure. This phrase means, until we meet again. A is a preposition that means, to, or, at, but in this case, it's used to indicate, until. La is the definite article meaning, the. Voyure is a noun that means, meeting. The full phrase literally translates to the meeting, but it's a more formal way of saying goodbye that implies that the speaker expects to see the person again in the future. Allez vérifier. Go check. This is a simple imperative sentence. Allez is the imperative form of the verb. Allez. To go. In the imperative, the subject pronoun vous, you, is understood, but not expressed. Vérifier is the infinitive form of the verb. Vérifier. To check. Va vérifier. Go check. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction. Va is the imperative form of the verb. Aller. To go. Since the subject is you, informal, we use the imperative form. Va. Vérifier is the infinitive form of the verb to verify, meaning to check or confirm something. In this sentence, the subject is implied as you. It's like saying, you go check. Amuse-toi bien. Have fun. This is a common French expression used to wish someone a good time. Amuse-toi means, have fun, and is a verb in the imperative mood, meaning it's a command or request. Bien means, well, or, good, and is an adverb that modifies the verb. So, the whole phrase can be translated literally as, amuse yourself well, but it's more natural to say, have fun, in English. Vas-y, Greg. Amuse-toi. Go ahead, have fun. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Vas-y is the imperative form of the verb. Allez. To go, meaning, go. It is followed by the pronoun. E. Which indicates direction. Together, they mean, go there, or, go ahead. Amuse-toi is the imperative form of the reflexive verb. S'amuser. To have fun, meaning, have fun. The reflexive pronoun. Toi. You, is used, because the subject of the verb is the same as the object. The entire sentence. Vas-y, Greg. Amuse-toi. Therefore means, go ahead, have fun. It is a friendly, and informal way to tell someone to enjoy themselves. Va aider, Tom. Go help, Tom. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Va is the imperative form of the verb. Aller. To go. In the imperative, the subject pronoun. Tu. You is understood, but not stated. Aider is the infinitive of the verb to help. Tom is the direct object of the verb. Aider. Allez aider Tom. Go help Tom. This sentence is a command in the do you form of the imperative verb. Allez. To go, followed by the infinitive. Aider. To help, and the proper noun. Tom. Key concepts. The imperative is used to give commands. The infinitive is used after a verb of motion, or a verb of perception. A proper noun is a noun that names a specific person, place or thing. Marchez-toi, Matar. This means, go home now. Breakdown. Va. This is the imperative form of the verb, ola, to go. It's commanding someone to go. Che. This is a preposition that means, to slash at the foam of. It is used with a pronoun to indicate, whose foam it is. Dwa. This is the pronoun, you, informal. So. Che dwa. Means, to your foam. Matar. This is an adverb meaning, now. Key concepts. Imperative mood. The imperative is used to give commands, or make requests. Prepositions. Prepositions show the relationship between a noun, or pronoun and another word in the sentence. Pronouns. Pronouns replace nouns to avoid repetition. Translation for eSpeak NG. Go at your home now.
Vachenu, Matar.
Go to our place now. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command. Var is the imperative form of the verb. Aller. To go, which is conjugated to match the subject to, you. Che is a preposition that means, at the home of, or, to the house of. Nous is the pronoun meaning, us, or, our. Maintenant is an adverb meaning, now.
Va à la maison, maintenant.
Go home now. This sentence is a command, indicating an action to be performed immediately.
Va
is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go, meaning, go. This form is used to give a direct order.
A
is the preposition, to, indicating the direction of the action.
La maison
is the noun phrase, the house, specifying the destination.
Matar
is the adverb, now, indicating immediate action.
Allez chez vous, matar.
Go home now. The sentence.
Allez chez vous, matar.
Uses the imperative verb.
Allez.
Which is the second person plural imperative of the verb.
Aller.
To go.
Chez vous.
Means, at your place, or, to your home, with.
Chez.
Indicating, at the home of, and.
Vous.
Being the second person plural pronoun. The word.
Matar.
Means, now.
Ciao.
Hello.
Allez à la maison, matar.
Go home now. Allez is the
to
form of the verb.
Allez.
To go, which is being used in the imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands, or make requests. À la maison is a prepositional phrase indicating the destination.
Ah.
Means, to, or, at, and.
La maison.
Means, the house. Since.
Maison.
Is a feminine noun, we use the feminine definite article.
La.
Maintenant is an adverb meaning, now.
Continue en avant.
This means, continue forward. The sentence is an imperative form.
Continue
is the imperative form of the verb.
Continuer,
meaning to continue.
En avant
means forward.
Va t'asseoir.
Go sit down. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Va
is the verb.
Aller.
To go. Conjugated in the imperative form for the second person singular, you.
Te.
Is a contraction of. De. You, and.
A.
To, indicating the direction of the action. Asseoir is the verb. S'asseoir. To sit down, in the infinitive form, which is used after the imperative verb. The sentence literally means, go to sit down, but it is commonly used as, go sit down.
Va dormir.
Go to sleep. This sentence is a command, or imperative, which is used to tell someone to do something.
Va
is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go. In this context, it means, go.
Dormir
is the infinitive form of the verb, to sleep. The exclamation mark at the end emphasizes the command.
Endormir.
Go to sleep. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. The verb is
endormir,
which is the imperative form of the verb.
S'endormir.
To fall asleep.
The
toi is an enclitic pronoun meaning yourself. It is attached to the verb in imperative sentences.
Endormez-vous.
The sentence is a command, meaning go to sleep. Endormez-vous, this is the formal imperative form of the verb.
Endormir.
To fall asleep. The formal imperative is used when addressing someone you don't know well, or when you want to sound more polite. Vous, this ending signifies that the command is addressed to you, plural, or formal singular. The verb
endormir
is a pronominal verb, meaning it takes a reflexive pronoun. In this case, the pronoun
vous
is directly attached to the verb.
Va avec Tom.
Go with Tom. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or instruction.
Va
is the verb, to go, in the imperative form, second person singular. It tells someone to go.
Avec
means, with, and is a preposition, indicating the company of Tom.
Tom
is the name of the person being referred to.
Allez avec Tom.
Go with Tom. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command, or instruction.
Allez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Allez.
To go. In this context, it means, go.
Avec
means, with.
Tom
is the name of the person you are supposed to go with. The sentence is very straightforward, and conveys a clear instruction.
Prends-toi un siège.
Take a seat. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests. Breakdown.
Prends
is the imperative form of the verb.
Prendre.
To take. Since the subject is
toi,
you, we use the to form of the verb.
Toi
is the direct object pronoun, and means you. Is the indefinite article meaning a.
Siège
means seat. This sentence literally translates to, take yourself a seat, but in English, we simply say, take a seat.
Prends une bière.
Take a beer. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command, or request. Breakdown.
Prends
is the second person singular present tense form of the verb.
Prendre.
To take. It is conjugated using the to form, which is informal, and used for addressing someone you know well.
Une
is the feminine singular definite article meaning a, or one.
Bière
is the noun meaning beer. Therefore, The entire sentence means, take a beer. Au revoir. Goodbye. This is a simple and common French phrase used to say goodbye. Au revoir. Literally translates to see you again. It is used in a variety of contexts, both formal and informal. Au feu. This translates to fire. This is a simple exclamation used to alert others of a fire. The word au is a contraction of the preposition à, to or at, and the definite article le, the, so, au feu. Literally means to the fire. This is a common French expression that is still used today, although in modern times, people are more likely to use the phrase il y a le feu. There's fire. Regarde. Look. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Regarde is the imperative form of the verb. Regardez. To look, in the second person singular, you. It is a very common, everyday expression in French. Regardez. Look. This is a simple imperative verb. Regardez is the informal imperative form of the verb. Regardez. To look, to watch. It is used to tell someone, or a group of people, to look at something. The exclamation point at the end makes it more emphatic, almost like, look. In English. Jette un œil. Take a look. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request. Jette is the imperative form of the verb. Jeter. To throw. In this context, it means, take, or, have a look. Un œil. Literally translates to, an eye, but it is used idiomatically to mean, a look, or, a glance. The sentence is informal, and friendly. Jetez un œil. Take a look. Breakdown. Jetez is the imperative form of the verb. Jeter. To throw, meaning, throw. Un œil. Literally means, an eye, but in this context, it means, a glance. Un œil. Is an example of a partitive article, which is used to indicate a portion of something. The imperative form of the verb is used to give a command, or instruction. The phrase, jetez un œil, is a friendly and informal way to tell someone to take a look at something. Prenez place. Take your seat. This is a polite imperative verb, which means it is a command given in a polite way. Prenez is the second person plural form of the verb. Prendre. To take. Place means place or seat. Prends place. Take a seat. Prends is the imperative form of the verb. Prendre. To take. Place is a noun that means place or seat in this context. The imperative form is used to give a command. So, prends place means, take a seat. This is a very common phrase used in French, particularly in formal settings. Nous sommes-nous rencontrés? This translates to, have we met? Here is the breakdown. Nous. This is the pronoun, we, in the subject form. Sommes-nous. This is the verb, to be, in the interrogative form, asking a question, conjugated in the present tense with the pronoun, we. It is an example of inversion. The subject, nu, is placed after the verb, som. To ask a question,
rencontre.
This is the past participle of the verb, to meet,
rencontre.
Meaning we have met. The phrase is a question in the present perfect tense, asking if the speaker and the listener have met before.
Il peut venir.
He can come.
Il
is the pronoun meaning he.
Peut
is the verb, to be able, in the third person singular form.
Venir
is the verb, to come, in the infinitive form.
Il peut venir
is a simple sentence meaning he can come. This is an example of the present tense.
Il peut lire.
He can read. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
pouvoir.
To be able to, conjugated in the third person singular.
Il
is the third person singular subject pronoun, meaning he.
Peut
is the third person singular present tense conjugation of
pouvoir.
To be able to
lire
is the infinitive form of the verb to read. This structure is very common in French and can be used to express ability or permission.
Il sait nager.
He knows how to swim. This sentence is in the present tense and it uses the verb
savoir.
To know, followed by the infinitive.
Nager.
To swim. The structure is subject plus
savoir
plus infinitive. This structure is used to express the ability to do something.
Ciao.
This is an Italian greeting, not a French one. Ciao means hello or goodbye in Italian.
Il bussa.
He chuckled.
Il
is the pronoun for he.
Bussa
is the verb, to chuckle, in the past tense.
Il a bussé.
He chuckled. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is the most common past tense in French. The structure is subject pronoun
il,
he, plus auxiliary verb
a,
has, plus past participle
bloussé,
chuckled. The
passé composé
is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, followed by the past participle of the main verb, in this case, the past participle of
bloussé.
To chuckle is
bloussé. Il
riait. He is laughing. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the third person singular form of the verb rire.
Rire.
Which means to laugh. The subject pronoun il.
Il
refers to a male subject.
Il ricanait.
He chuckled.
Il
is the subject pronoun, he.
Ricanait
is the third person singular imperfect tense of the verb ricaner, which means to chuckle or to giggle. It indicates an action that was happening repeatedly or continuously in the past.
Il le trouva.
He found him. The sentence
il le trouva
is in the past tense.
Il
is the subject pronoun, he.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, him. It is a masculine singular direct object pronoun, and because it is a direct object, it comes before the verb.
T.
Toma is the past tense of the verb tome, to find. Ila tome, he found it. Il, il, is the masculine third person singular pronoun, meaning he. El, el, is the contracted form of le, the masculine definite article, and la, la, the feminine definite article. In this case, it's referring to a masculine object. A, is the third person singular form of the verb avoir. Avoir, to have. Here, it functions as an auxiliary verb, helping to form the past tense. Trouver. Trouver is the past participle of the verb trouver. Trouver, to find. This sentence uses the passé composé. Passé composé, the most common past tense in French, formed by combining an auxiliary verb, in this case, avoir. Avoir, and the past participle of the main verb, trouver. Trouver. Il s'en est sorti. He got out of it. Breakdown. Il, he, masculine singular pronoun. S, this is a contraction of se, himself, plus est, is, are. Out of it, this is an adverbial pronoun referring to a previously mentioned situation or circumstance. Sorti, this is the past participle of the verb sortir, to go out, to get out. Key concepts. Pronoun contraction, the contraction s, is common in French, and is formed by combining a pronoun and a verb. Adverbial pronoun, the pronoun are, functions as an adverb, and indicates the source or origin of the action. Past participle, the past participle sorti, is used in conjunction with the auxiliary verb être, to be, to form the passé composé, past compound tense. Il a filé, he ran away. Breakdown. Il is the masculine singular pronoun meaning he. A is the third person singular present tense of the verb avoir, to have. In this case, it is used in the auxiliary verb structure of the past participle. Filer is the past participle of the verb filer, meaning to run away, to slip away, or to disappear. Key concepts. Past participle. The past participle of a verb is a form that can function as an adjective or a verb. Here, it is functioning as the main verb in the sentence. Auxiliary verb. In French, many verb tenses are formed using an auxiliary verb, like avoir or être, along with the past participle of the main verb. Filer is an irregular verb, while most verbs in the past participle end in accent aigu. Filer ends in accent aigu. Il devint vieux, he became old. The sentence uses the past tense of the verb devenir, devenir, which means to become. The past tense in this case is il devint. Il devint, meaning he became. The word vieux means old, and is an adjective describing the subject. Il est devenu vieux, he has become old. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now completed. Il is the subject pronoun, he.
Devenu
is the past participle of the verb.
Devenir.
To become, in the masculine singular form, agreeing with the subject, he.
Vieux
is an adjective meaning old. Therefore, the full meaning of the sentence is, he has become old.
Attends un peu.
Wait a minute. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Attends is the imperative form of the verb.
Attends.
To wait. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is addressed to you. Un peu means a little or a bit. It is a phrase that modifies the verb.
Attends.
To indicate that the waiting should be brief.
Il est venu.
He came. The sentence uses the past participle.
Venu.
Of the verb.
Venir.
To come. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the subject, which is
il.
He. The phrase
est venu
is a form of the passé composé, a common past tense in French, constructed with the auxiliary verb
être,
to be, and the past participle of the main verb.
Il a des tripes.
He has guts. The sentence, il a des tripes, is a simple sentence in French.
Il.
Il.
Is a masculine pronoun that means, he, in English. Is the third person singular form of the verb, avoir.
Avoir.
Which means, to have, in English.
Des.
Des.
Is the plural form of the definite article, the.
De.
Which means, some, or, any, in English.
Tripes.
Tripe.
Is a noun that means, guts, in the figurative sense. The sentence is using a common French idiom where
tripe
refers to courage and determination.
Il a du vin.
He has wine. This sentence demonstrates the use of the
avoir
verb, which means to have, in English. It is conjugated in the third person singular.
A.
Because the subject is he. The object of the verb is
vin,
which is masculine, so the noun
du
is used before it.
Du
is a contraction of
de le
and indicates a masculine singular noun.
Il nous aide.
He helps us. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the
il
form of the verb
aider,
to help.
Il
is the third person singular pronoun meaning he.
Nous
is the first person plural pronoun meaning us or we.
Aide
is the present tense form of the verb
aider,
conjugated for the third person singular pronoun, he.
Il a insisté.
He insisted. Breakdown.
Il
is the subject pronoun, he.
A
is the auxiliary verb, have, in the past tense.
Insisté
is the past participle of the verb, insister, to insist. The past participle is used with the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, to form the passé composé, past tense, of regular verbs. The verb, insister, is a transitive verb. In this example, there is no direct object.
Il insista.
He insisted.
Il
is the subject pronoun, meaning, he.
Insista
is the third person singular form of the verb
insister,
which means to insist. This is a simple sentence with a subject and a verb. The subject is performing the action of the verb.
Il est fou.
He is crazy. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the
être
verb, which means to be.
Il
is the masculine singular pronoun for he.
Fou
is an adjective meaning crazy or mad.
Il a 8 ans.
He is 8 years old. This sentence uses the
il,
which is the third person singular pronoun for he. The verb
a
is a conjugated form of the verb
avoir,
to have, in the present tense, indicating that he possesses 8 years. The word
or
translates to years, and 8 is a number indicating his age.
Il est méchant.
He is mean. This sentence is simple and straightforward.
Il
is the subject pronoun meaning he.
Est
is the third person singular present tense form of the verb
être.
To be
méchant
is an adjective meaning mean or nasty. The sentence structure is a typical subject-verb adjective construction, very common in French.
Attendez un peu.
Wait a little. The sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or request.
Attendez
is the verb
attendre,
which means to wait, conjugated in the imperative form wait.
Un peu
means a little or a bit and is used here to modify the verb
attendez,
indicating a short wait. The exclamation point makes the command more forceful.
Il est jeune.
He is young. The sentence uses the verb
être,
which means to be in English. It is conjugated in the third person singular present tense, est, which agrees with the masculine singular subject,
il,
meaning he. The adjective jeune, meaning young, is also in the masculine singular form to agree with the subject.
Il m'aime.
He loves me. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the
il,
he, subject pronoun.
M
is a contraction of
me,
me, and
a.
To, it is the object pronoun. The verb
m
loves is in the present tense and is conjugated to agree with the subject.
Il,
he,
il nous aime.
He loves us. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the
il
subject pronoun, which means he. The verb
m
is the third person singular form of the verb
aimer,
which means to love. The object pronoun
nous
means us.
Il en a besoin.
He needs it. This sentence uses the pronoun
il,
which means he. The verb
a
is a contracted form of
avoir,
which means to have. The verb is conjugated in the third person singular, which agrees with the subject.
Il
or is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned, and in this case, it stands in for the object.
Besoin
means need.
Il démissionna.
He resigned. This sentence is in the past tense and uses the
passé simple.
tense. The passé simple is a past tense used for completed actions in the past. It is often used in formal writing and storytelling. The verb démissionner means to resign. It is a verb du premier groupe. First group verb, and therefore follows a regular conjugation pattern. In this sentence, the subject is il. He, and the verb is démissionner. Resigned. The sentence is a simple sentence with a subject and a verb. Il loucha. He slurped. The sentence is in the passé simple tense, which is used for past events in a narrative or for a single action in the past. Il is the subject pronoun for he. Loucha is the third-person singular form of the verb loucher, which means to slurp. Il a louché. He squinted. Breakdown. Il is the masculine singular pronoun meaning he. A is the third-person singular form of the auxiliary verb avoir, which is used to conjugate verbs in the passé composé tense. Loucher is the past participle of the verb loucher, which means to squint or to have a lazy eye. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Il se mit debout. He stood up. This sentence uses the reflexive verb se mettre, which means to put oneself. In this case, it is conjugated in the passé composé past tense with the pronoun il, he, and the past participle me. The preposition debout means upright or standing. This phrase essentially means he put himself upright, which translates to he stood up. Il se dressa. He stood up. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun se, which means himself in this context. It's used because the action of standing up is performed by the subject on himself. The verb dressa is the past tense of the verb se dresser, which means to stand up or to rise. The full breakdown of the sentence is il, he, plus se, himself, plus dressa, stood up. Il s'est levé. He got up. This sentence is in the past tense, specifically the passé composé tense, which is a common way to express past actions in French. Breakdown. Il. Il is the third-person singular pronoun, meaning he in English. S'est. S'est is a contraction of the reflexive pronoun si and the auxiliary verb est. In English, this translates to himself and is, respectively. Levé. Levé is the past participle of the verb lever, meaning to get up or to rise. Important concepts. Reflexive verbs. Verbs like lever that require a reflexive pronoun si to indicate the action is performed on oneself. Passé composé, a compound tense formed by combining the auxiliary verb avoir or être with the past participle of the main verb. Attendez. Wait. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request. Attendez means wait. It is the vous form of the verb attend, to wait, which is conjugated in the present tense. This form is used for both singular and plural you when speaking politely.
Il bégaye.
He stutters. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the third person singular masculine pronoun, meaning he.
Bégaye.
This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb.
Bégaye.
Which means to stutter. Key concepts. Pronoun. A pronoun is a word that takes the place of a noun. Verb conjugation. Verbs change form depending on the subject of the sentence and the tense. In this case, the verb
bégaye
is conjugated in the present tense.
Il bégaye.
He stutters. This sentence is simple and straightforward.
Il
is the subject pronoun, he, in the third person singular.
Bégaye
is the third person singular present indicative of the verb
bégaye,
which means to stutter.
Il était occupé.
He was busy. The sentence uses the imperfect tense in French, which is used to describe actions or states that were ongoing in the past. The imperfect tense is formed with the imperfect stem of the verb, which is était in this case, and the past participle of the verb être, to be, which is été. The past participle été is not used in this sentence because it is not a conjugated verb. The verb être is a copular verb, which means it links the subject to a complement. In this sentence, the complement is the adjective occupé, busy. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Il.
Il
is the subject pronoun, which means he. It ate.
Était
is the imperfect form of the verb être, to be, which means was. Occupé.
Occupé
is an adjective that means busy.
C'est un beau mec.
This is a handsome guy. The sentence is composed of
c'est
colon, this is the contraction of
ce,
this, and
is
a colon, this is the indefinite article, a, or, an. In this case, since mec starts with a consonant sound, it is a
war
colon, this is an adjective meaning handsome or beautiful. It's modifying mec and is in the masculine singular form.
Mec
colon, this is a noun meaning guy or dude. It is masculine singular. The sentence uses the
être
verb to be in the present tense. Key concepts. Contractions are common in French. The contraction of
ce
and is a frequent one to watch out for. Gender agreement in French is critical. The adjective
beau
must agree in gender and number with the noun
mec,
which is masculine and singular.
C'est un beau gosse.
This is a handsome guy. C'est is the contraction of
c'est,
which is
ce,
this, and
is.
An is the indefinite article meaning a or an, and is used before masculine nouns. Beau is an adjective meaning handsome and agrees in gender and number with the noun.
Gosse.
Gosse is a noun meaning guy or kid, but it has a slang meaning of handsome and is masculine.
C'est un pauvre type.
He is a poor guy. This sentence uses the
être
verb to be. It's in the third person singular, say, which is a contraction of
il est.
He is
pauvre.
means poor, and deep means guy. This is a common expression to describe someone who is not very successful or lucky.
C'est un binocle.
This is a
binocle.
Person who wears glasses. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense.
C'est
is a contraction of
ce.
This and
est
is the word
binocle
is a noun and is being used here as an adjective to describe the person. It's a slang word in French. It literally means binoculars, but it's used to describe someone who wears glasses. It has a negative connotation, implying someone is nerdy or uncool.
Il est endormi.
He is asleep. Breakdown.
Il
is the third person singular pronoun meaning he.
Est
is the third person singular form of the verb
être
to be conjugated in the present tense.
Endormi
is the past participle of the verb
s'endormir
to fall asleep. It is used here as an adjective meaning asleep. Key concept. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be, to express a state of being. The past participle
endormi
asleep functions as an adjective modifying the subject.
Il,
he,
debout.
Hold on. This is an informal imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or instruction.
Tiens
is the imperative form of the verb
tenir
to hold. In this context, it means hold or keep.
Bou
is an adjective meaning good. Together, the phrase means hold on or keep going. It's a common way to encourage someone to persevere or to stay strong in a difficult situation.
Il arrive.
He is arriving.
Il
is the subject pronoun, he, in the third person singular.
Arrive
is the verb, to arrive, in the third person singular present tense.
Il est en train d'arriver.
He is arriving. Breakdown.
Il.
Il.
This is the masculine singular pronoun meaning he.
Est.
This is the third person singular present tense of the verb être.
Être.
To be. Entrained.
En train de.
This phrase means in the process of, or in the act of, and indicates an ongoing action. Arriver.
Arriver.
This is the infinitive form of the verb to arrive. Key concept. The phrase entrained.
En train de.
Is used to describe an action that is happening at the moment of speaking. It often translates to be plussing in English.
Il simule.
He is pretending.
Il
is the subject pronoun, meaning he.
Simule
is the third person singular present tense of the verb
simuler,
which means to pretend or to simulate.
Il est blindé.
He is loaded. This sentence literally translates to he is armored.
Blindé
is the past participle of the verb
blindé,
which means to armor. It is used figuratively to mean loaded, in the sense of being rich or having a lot of money.
Il est pété de thune.
He is loaded with cash. Breakdown.
Il.
Il
is the subject pronoun, he. Est.
Eh.
is the present tense form of the verb, to be. Pepe. Pepe. Is a slang adjective meaning, loaded, or, packed, in this context, specifically referring to money. The. Is the preposition of, thune. Thune. Is slang for, money. Key concepts. Slang. This sentence uses a lot of slang, which is common in informal French. Figurative language. The phrase, pété de thune, is a figurative expression that literally means, bursting with money. Idiomatic expressions. This sentence uses a common French idiomatic expression to express the idea of being wealthy. Il est plein aux mains. He is loaded. This sentence uses the être verb, meaning, to be, in its third person singular form, est, and the adjective plein, meaning, full, or, loaded. Aux mains is a colloquial French expression meaning, of aces, referring to playing cards. The literal translation is, he is full of aces. The phrase is used to describe someone who is very wealthy or successful. Il a mon âge. He is my age. Il is the subject pronoun meaning, he. A is the third person singular present tense of the verb avoir, meaning, to have. Mon means my, and âge means age. This sentence uses the literal, to have, form of, avoir, to describe age. The phrase, avoir l'âge de, is also used, and means, to be the age of.